war in Ukraine prompting some agreement on Capitol Hill. Elisa Brady, Fox News. Already facing a deadline to fund the U.S. government, Congress is now finalizing a spending plan that would add billions more for COVID, vaccines, and testing, plus fold in more help for Ukraine.
The proposal that we've made on Ukraine is strong.
About $12 billion worth at this point, says Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, but there's still a broader disagreement about U.S. energy policy and rising gas prices.
I expect our Democratic friends will now try to blame the entire increase in prices on our efforts to punish Russia. But don't be fooled. This was more than a year in the making.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, after President Biden announced a ban on Russian oil while denying Republican claims his policies are fueling higher gas prices. No more McDonald's in Russia for now. The fast food giant shuttering all of its restaurants there.
850 restaurants in Russia will now be temporarily closed. McDonald's says it will continue to pay its 62,000 employees in Russia. In a letter, the CEO, Chris Kempczinski, said they could not ignore the, quote, needless human suffering in Ukraine.
This is Brian Yenis. Day one for the jury and a guilty verdict in the first trial over the Capitol riot. Guy Reffitt of Texas, convicted on multiple counts, could face 40 years in prison. The leader of the Proud Boys, Enrique Tarrio, arrested and charged with conspiracy in connection with the Capitol attack.
The group's members, according to prosecutors, marched to the Capitol communicating attack plans on difficult-to-trace radio frequencies. Tarrio has been charged even though he was not at the Capitol that day. He was arrested 2 days prior on a vandalism charge and ordered to leave Washington.
Fox's Gernal Scott. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Fox News.
Russia's war in Ukraine dominating a House intelligence hearing on worldwide threats.
The director of national intelligence, Avril Haines, testified that Russia is facing more resistance than they expected and has been confronted with their own military shortcomings. She said Russian President Vladimir Putin's announcement that his nuclear forces were on higher alert was unusual.
We have not seen a public announcement from the Russians regarding a heightened nuclear alert status since the 1960s, but we also have not observed force-wide nuclear posture changes that go beyond what we have seen in prior moments of heightened tensions during the last few decades.
She said the sanctions and pullback from the private sector may actually prompt Putin to double down on his efforts in Ukraine. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
More reports of Russian shelling of evacuation routes in besieged cities.
Mariupol, for example, there are 200,000 people trapped, trying to get out, but the civilians inside there now have no food, they have no water, heat, and also now severe shortages of antibiotics and painkillers. The death toll in those cities also unknown.
Fox's Benjamin Hall. Thousands were able to get out of the northern city of Sumy, though, a successfully pre-arranged evacuation after Russia violated other ceasefires in recent days. Google marking International Women's Day with an animated doodle about the lives of women around the world.
Surgeons, mechanics, mothers working from home, photographers, fashion designers. Creator and doodle art director Thaka Mayer saying in a statement, I really hope that women feel seen and valued for whatever they've been doing and are doing right now.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, the creator, adding that basic things from getting up in the morning and doing the dishes to holding on to the job or letting it go have been a big part of getting through the pandemic. On Wall Street, stocks finished lower, but that's not the whole story. There was a more than 800-point swing for the Dow. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.